This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Medical Frontiers is an informational program sponsored by the Allegheny Health Network. The information featured on Medical Frontiers is intended solely to further the public's general knowledge of current developments in the field of medicine and should not be relied upon as offering advice, diagnosis, or opinions as to any individual treatment or problem. Nothing should replace the relationship that you maintain with your personal physician.
Well, good evening. Dr. Gerald Pfeiffer here with another segment of Medical Frontiers here on this beautiful, beautiful autumn evening. It's fantastic. The sun is shining. It's not real hot. The humidity is down. I don't know about the pollen count. This fall has been really tough on people who have asthma and so on. A lot of pollen in the air. You get it in the spring and the fall. And tonight we're going to be talking about safe driving tips and trauma surgery and those types of things. What can we do to prevent accidents, and what can we do when there is an accident as far as care is for that particular injury and so on. So we can be reached at 866-391-1020. And this evening we have, we're very fortunate to have a guest who has been on Medical Frontiers before. He's the chief medical officer at Allegheny General Hospital and a trauma surgeon. And welcome back to Medical Frontiers, Dr. Philp.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be back.
Dr. Alan Philp, trauma surgeon. What is trauma? You know, we think that surgeons should be kind of careful. And now they're traumatic, you know.
Right.
And surgery itself can be traumatic.
Sure.
Right? I mean, we're making big incisions, smaller incisions today, but that's traumatic itself. What exactly is a trauma surgeon?
So we're the step that happens if you have an injury, are brought into the emergency room, and it's too severe to go home. And then we act as sort of air traffic control. So for example, in your own career as an orthopedic surgeon, perhaps it's a fracture of the leg. And so we would look at all the other parts, make sure there's no other injuries that are going to be life-threatening, and then we would get the orthopedic docs to take a look. Maybe it's a brain injury when we get a neurosurgeon to take a look. And then if it's something that's truncal, so chest injuries, abdominal injuries, those kind of things, then we operate on those ourselves.
Okay. And that type of care has really improved by leaps and bounds. A lot of it, out of the military.
Yeah, absolutely.
By casualties in wars and so on. And I know you've been in the military, and you saw lots of trauma in the military. But I think over the past three or four decades, the care of traumatic injuries has improved considerably. It used to be, I'm an old man, and it used to be whenever there was a traumatic injury, and you really weren't sure what was going on in the belly. The belly had to be opened up, exploratory laparotomy. And now you can do that through a couple small incisions and look through everything and run the ball and everything and make sure there aren't any injuries internally, which makes the exploration less traumatic.
It's true. Absolutely. It has been the difference between, for example, when we started doing CT scan imaging, and the scan would be one slice or two slices, and now we're at 360 slices or 420 slices. And this is very much like looking at, the old sort of lithographs of, a picture of Billy the Kid from 150 years ago compared to your 4K TV that's hanging on the wall right now. And it's really been that kind of growth that we've seen.
Yeah, which is very, very beneficial for the patient. Because if you can do an examination like that with minimally invasive, they're not tied up as long in the hospital. They could be discharged earlier.
Absolutely. Yeah. When I was training, it was always big doctor, big incision.
Yeah.
And now it's almost the other way around.
That's right. Yeah. How can we do this as minimally invasive as possible? And that occurs in the chest and the abdomen and so on. So it's really amazing. How do we? We talked a bit about what happens when you're in an accident and you're hurt, you're injured, you've broken bones, you've ruptured liver or kidney or whatever. The best part of any injury or any disease is not to have it in the first place. Prevent it.
Absolutely.
So how can we prevent trauma?
So I think one of the big things, if you look at the reasons that people die, if you die in the first four decades of life, it's likely to be trauma. If you look at the reason, for example, that teenagers die, it's car crashes. There's the occasional really tragic case of a very young cancer or heart disease or that sort of thing, but far and away it's car crashes. And so when you look at these kind of things, we've made some progress. The cars are substantially safer than they were before. And just, to date myself a little bit, one of the things that we did as a public health endeavor was speed limits and seatbelts. Mm-hmm. I can remember rolling around in the back of the station wagon, going on family vacations.
Sure.
And, now that I'm a trauma surgeon, it makes me, makes me shiver.
I was the parent with the kids in the back. You were the kid. I was the parent with the kids rolling around there, but also airbags.
Yeah.
So the cars themselves are safer.
Absolutely. The collision avoidance, automatic braking.
Yes. Okay. All of those things. But we still have accidents. And
That's us. And so there's still a human component. And I think that's, if you look, for example, at distracted driving, so that could be a phone, anything that takes your hands off the wheel, your eyes off the road, 3,000 fatalities, a little bit more nationwide, and more than 300,000 injuries related to those things every year.
Because of devices, people being
distracted driving,
for one
phones are, the top five on the
that type of thing. And I guess it's Pennsylvania that has you can't use a handheld.
They do. That just today went into effect June 5th. Paul Miller Law, who was in 2010, was killed by a distracted driver. And so it was done in his name. And you can't use anything that's not hands-free. So you can make a Bluetooth hands-free call. You can do talk-to-text, but you can't do anything that requires you to reach for the device. Essentially, anything that requires more than one press of the device would violate that. And you can be pulled over for that now.
Yes, yeah. And I wonder how that's going to be enforced.
That's a harder question.
It is very difficult because when you're going down the highway at 60 miles an hour or whatever, it's hard to see that, from the side of the road.
Sure.
Or if you're right beside the driver, you may be able to see that. But aren't going to be able to do anything as, not an official capacity, that type of thing. So it really depends on people abiding by the law. I have friends who still ride in an automobile without a seatbelt. It's crazy. They don't ride in my car without a seatbelt. I say, my car won't start, put your seatbelt on. But we sometimes are just not responsible enough for our own safety.
No, and, intoxicated driving, a huge problem. Almost a third of the fatalities in the country have alcohol involved.
That's amazing.
And that's preventable.
I mean, almost a third, isn't that? That's incredible. And of course, then we have other things. I mean, even legal drugs, if you're on a drug for pain or something like that, sedatives and so on, not supposed to operate any type of a motor vehicle.
No, that's a fantastic point, because even the over-the-counter things, if you look at the back of a cold medication, for example, it'll have a little, may cause drowsiness.
Yeah.
And you can pick those up at any Walgreens or Giant Eagle.
Yeah, right. So we have to be more responsible.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Responsible as a society, you have the attitude, it's not going to happen to me, but it does.
It does. And I think, this is a little bit different than if you said to someone, who do you know that was a victim of a violent crime? It's much less. But if you say, who do you know that's had a car crash in their family? It's everybody.
Okay. Well, you need to take a break. This is Medical Frontiers. Give us a call at 866-391-1020. We're talking about safety tips of driving and traumatic injuries. 866-391-1020. We'll be back. Okay, we are back on Medical Frontiers. We're talking this evening with Dr. Alan Philp. He's a trauma surgeon from Allegheny General Hospital, part of the Allegheny Health Network. And we're talking about traumatic injuries and also tips of safe driving and how we can prevent ourselves from being injured in vehicles or any other conveyance. Give us a call at 866-391-1020. You were talking a little bit about the break about sometimes the horrendous accidents that occur, especially at high speed. During the tease of the show, I was telling Rob, that if you have two cars 50 miles an hour hitting head-on, it's like running into a stone wall at 100 miles an hour, and a lot can happen. And we talked a little bit before the show about the improvements in our automobiles with seatbelts, shoulder harness, airbags, et cetera, et cetera. So our cars are safer. But if we don't use those and if we don't put the seatbelt on, it's not going to do any good.
Yeah, absolutely. There's some basic things that you can do that seem really simple. I know people that will ignore, they'll have a little sensor, the thing that shows you if you need to check your tires, and they'll ignore it for weeks.
Yeah.
And little simple things like that that make your braking less effective, that make you less likely to be able to stop in a hurry if you happen to hit a wet patch or some leaves or something like that. So there's some basic maintenance things on the car that it'll often tell you that you need to do.
Right.
Can really be helpful. Just a quick check to make sure you don't have those warning lights on is really helpful. Seat belts are an absolute must. If you look at fatal car crashes, more than half aren't belted. And that's preventable.
Yeah.
That's a quick one step.
Yeah. And drive in with bald tires, it may be okay on a dry highway, but you get a wet highway and you hydroplane, you're asking for trouble.
That's why the people aren't fond of the state inspections that have to be done yearly, but that's why they're there. It's to really encourage us to be safe. Yeah. There are states that don't have those.
So a lot of this is just common sense.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think the pieces are particularly true if you look at the rate of accidents in younger drivers. So someone who's 16 or 17 or 18, it's about 150% of what an older adult would be. And if you look at night or weekend driving, it's almost 300%. And it's just because their skills aren't as good. It's like taking a middle school quarterback instead of a pro quarterback.
Yeah, right. And I know that AHN is involved with Ford and so on about driver safety courses and so on for high school students and so on. You want to say a little bit about that?
Those are fantastic. It's a partnership that AHN has with the KDKA and with Ford Motor. And we go with a group of people to high schools and speak mostly to kind of mid to senior level high school students. And it's been in place for a number of years now. We actually have one tomorrow. And you take...
Where is that one? Where you're going?
This one's in Uniontown.
Okay.
And you take a surgeon or an ER doc like myself or one of my partners, a lawyer or someone representing the judiciary system, a state trooper, one of the Ford experts from one of the local companies that can talk about how you do maintenance and answer questions that are specific to the vehicles. But a lot of questions, around how much can I drink and drive? And the answer is none. If you're under 21, more than zero is
right.
too much.
Yeah, right.
A lot of things around, what happens if I go to court and what if it's a prescription medication, to your point from earlier. So it's a program that has some great videos attached to them. You normally look at these things, you go, well, that's kind of corny. Nobody's going to be that interested. But these are actually pretty well done. The questions are usually pretty insightful and genuine from the students that we talk to. And, you hope that if you can change behavior even a little bit, it's worth it.
And we have to get away from this idea, well, it's not going to happen to me. I'm lucky. It's not going to happen to me.
Yeah, kind of embarrassed to say, because I'm a trauma surgeon and you see these things all the time. And you sort of think that, well, a story about something really awful that happened is going to be impactful. It's going to really make carry some weight when you talk to these folks. And one of the early times, it wasn't with this, but when I went to talk to a high school, you mentioned something and not realizing that they had someone in the high school that died within the last week or so. And it was really raw and really fresh and was really tough for them to hear those kinds of things. And you hear that almost everywhere we go. And now we ask. It's frequent enough at every school that as we're kind of prepping for it, you talk to the principal and go, have you had someone die in a car crash? Have you had a suicide? Have you had something that would kind of fall into this traumatic group of things? And, I hate to say it, but it's almost every school.
That's amazing. And like you say, the incidence of young people dying is almost, very, very high percentage accidents, auto accidents, How about motorcycle accidents? there are things that the motorcyclist can do to be safer. One of them is putting a helmet on.
Absolutely.
And again, not driving impaired and so on. And the helmet law is hopefully going to change a little bit in Pennsylvania to when it was changed back in 2003, I guess, where you didn't have to use a helmet unless you were under 21 or did not take a safety course and had driven a motorcycle for 2 years or something like that. You weren't required to have a helmet. Could you just say something about the...
Sure. And I'm coming to this as a motorcyclist. I mean, I've ridden a motorcycle for almost 30 years. And everyone that rides a bike has laid it down at some point.
Yep.
You know, coming around a corner, you hit some gravel and you slide out. And it only takes one of those incidents to realize that everything in the world is tougher than your skin.
Right. That's spoken by a trauma surgeon.
Right. So I think some of the basic things are wearing protective gear. A helmet's actually critical. You know, you see these people weaving in and out of traffic, going 100 miles an hour, wearing flip-flops and shorts. I'm like, man, that is someone who's never laid it down, because they're going to be in a world of pain when they go down and slide across the asphalt 100 yards.
Yeah. Yeah. Before we take a break, I was going home from a hospital doing an emergency case about a number of years ago when I was in practice. And I went out 279 where it meets up with, it was 79, and there were four motorcyclists that came around me on the left side. And at that exit, they all popped wheelies for about a mile, going like 80 miles an hour. It was just unbelievable. I thought we would see it. Okay, we need to take a break. This is Medical Frontiers, 866-391-1020. We'll be back.
Medical Frontiers is an informational program sponsored by the Allegheny Health Network.
Okay, we're back for our next segment of Medical Frontiers, talking about self-driving tips and traumatic injuries due to accidents on the highway, the woods, wherever. Give us a call, 866-391-1020. Let's go to Helen on the phone lines. Helen, you're our first caller this evening.
Hi. I had a friend that was in a motorcycle accident. He was actually in three motorcycle accidents, but the second one, he developed drop foot. He said that's what it was, but I never heard of that, and I don't know what it is. Do you know what that is?
Oh, we know what that is. Yeah.
We do.
Oh. Okay, Dr. Phil.
So the kinds of injuries that you'll see often with motorcycles will be legs, because, you know, they're not protected. It's not uncommon for the bike to tip over and the leg to be between the bike and the asphalt, or against another vehicle, or against a guardrail. And so they will often have broken bones associated with those. And what a lot of people don't think about is that blood vessels and nerves run with those too. And so if you injure the bone or even injure the muscle and things around it, you can injure those nerves as well. And sometimes things that you do kind of unconsciously, like when you go to take a step and you tip your foot up, you know, towards your head so that your toes don't drag, and you're able to take that step without having to swing your leg around, don't work as well if you have those nerves injured. And so that foot literally drops, so the toes drop towards the floor, and you have to wear a brace to help with that.
That nerve is very close to the surface in the knee, around the small bone in the leg, the fibula. And it's called the peroneal nerve, and it's very, very close to the skin, so it's rather easy to be injured in accidents of the lower extremities. And as Dr. Phillips said, that nerve fires the muscles to bring your foot up toward your chin, and when that nerve is damaged, that you may not have that function at all.
Oh, boy. Well, this fellow was in three accidents. The first accident, he broke the one leg. The second accident, he broke the other leg. And the third accident, unfortunately, he hit a deer and broke his neck, and he died. But every time I see a motorcycle, a young man on a motorcycle, I just hate it. It just really bothers me.
Yeah. Well, they, you know, there are safety courses that can be taken, and there's appropriate measures that motorcyclists have to abide by. And we as drivers of four-wheel vehicles also have to give motorcycles their room and look out for them. And because there's less safety features protecting the driver of a motorcycle than there are in a car. So they're more vulnerable to accidents. And sorry to hear about your friend, and his demise on the third accident. When a deer runs across the road, there's not a whole lot that can be done in those very, very precious less than seconds of action that need to be taken. So, all right. Well, thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it. But if that's true, I think Pennsylvania is one of the states with the highest vehicle deer accidents in the world.
I hadn't realized. I'm not from here. My wife's born and raised. Yeah. I hadn't realized that the first days of deer season are often a school holiday.
Yeah, right.
My daughter was off. I'm like, why? It's just a random Thursday or whatever. But it's there's apparently enough around to make that worthwhile.
Yeah, and if you hit something that weighs a couple hundred pounds or whatever, you can do a lot of damage.
Sure, to your point exactly. If you're in a car, we spoke about this. You had center airbag, the head curtain airbags, the side airbags, all of the kind of things that you have. You don't really have any of that. There actually is such a thing as an airbag for a motorcycle, but it's only on the very high end ones. Mm-hmm. And they don't offer nearly the protection because you don't have a seatbelt and you don't have the walls around you. And like you said, it's the deer's as heavy as the bike is in some cases.
Right. Yeah. So a lot of it, it depends on the judgment of the operator, you have to be thinking.
Yeah,
I know. I took flight training back in the 70s and had a license for about 10 years or so for single engine aircraft. And flight training actually made me more of a defensive driver because when you're an airplane and you have to look for other airplanes, and when you're on the ground you have to look for other vehicles on the ground and so on, and you're constantly looking to make sure that your airspace is free of other aircraft. And I still am more of a defensive driver. What's that person going to do? Not so much what I'm doing, sure. But what's that next person going to do? And you see somebody approaching an intersection, and there's a stop sign. You're assuming that they're going to stop, but you don't know for sure. They could be running that stop sign. And so you have to think, they're going to run it. I need to slow down.
Yeah, and it's so hard to do. I think life happens to everybody, right? So you're driving into work and the kid calls you to go, I can't find my X, Y, or Z that I need for school, or I missed the bus. And you're getting a text from work saying, the 8 o'clock meeting moved to 7. and then the warning light comes in the car and somebody cuts you off. And it's really easy to get distracted and not focus for the whole drive. And we were speaking about this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Before we were on air, and it just takes a second. Oh. You know, you gave the example of somebody bending over to pick up some fries that slid off the seat and led to an accident. It just takes a moment. So staying focused is incredibly important, but also incredibly hard.
Yeah. Another accident I was in was in a moped accident in Bermuda. And long story, I shouldn't have been on that moped because we had some friends who had been injured pretty severely before. And so this buddy of mine was a high school mate, and we had met up at this meeting in Bermuda, and he took me into going, and we went. And I had an accident when the rear brake cable broke when I was turning at an intersection, and I lost control and hit a coral wall and had a fractured dislocation of my ankle. Here, I assumed we rented those mopeds from the Marriott where we were staying. It wasn't owned by the Marriott. It was just a fly-by-night, you know, place. And we picked up, you know, and I looked the bike over and so on. But you have to look real, real carefully to look at the brake cables to see if they're not corroded and so on. And I didn't, you know. But, you know, and they hit us right around the parking lot to make sure that we could control it and so on. And we were off for a wonderful day of riding and broke my ankle. So you know, being aware of your vehicle and making sure that it's in good shape is so important, you know. So the triage office, you know, we developed by the military, and when there's mass disasters and so on. And say a few words about that we use that in civilian situations also, not just in the military.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, unfortunately, as recent events demonstrate, and unfortunately there's recent events seemingly every week, where there's something that puts a bunch of people in harm's way. And triage is, when I educate the residents about this. The residents are the doctor trainees. I always kind of describe it as communism, because it's the greatest good for the greatest number. And it depends a lot on what your resources are. So if you have a car crash with four people in it in a rural area, that may completely overwhelm a small hospital. And they're really going to have to think about, how are we going to divvy this care up to get the most people through this that we can, which is quite different than if you have four people crash in Pittsburgh, where we have multiple trauma centers. We're very fortunate that there's a place nearby, and we can have the luxury of treating the sickest people first. I did four deployments in support of the military conflicts most recently, and you didn't always have that luxury. And the triage then meant, if you said, well, I have 6 units of blood and 10 injured people, I could give them all to one person and get one person through, or I could give 1 to 6 people and get 6 people through. And you have to make some really tough decisions.
Yeah. Okay, we need to take our last break. This is Medical Frontiers. We're talking about trauma and safe driving tips and those sorts of things. And if you have had some experience, these type of events, give us a call, 866-391-1020. We'll be back. Okay, we're back for our last segment of Medical Frontiers. We're talking about safe driving tips and how can we keep ourselves safer, whether it's a car, an automobile, an ATV, or what have you. Give us a call, 866-391-1020. We're here with Dr. Alan Philp, who is a trauma surgeon from AGH, part of the Allegheny Health Network. We talked a little bit about ATVs, all-terrain vehicles, before we came on the air. Tell us a little bit about that and some of the things that can be done to prevent injuries when you're operating an ATV.
Sure. Well, the government did a little bit of that for us. When they first came out, they were mostly three-wheelers, and they're inherently a little bit unstable, just like any tricycle would be. So that moved to four-wheelers, which are a bit more stable. The challenge, I think, is where they're designed to be used. So you're not talking about a well-paved road. That's not the point of a four-wheeler. The point is that you're off-road somewhere, and it's irregular. And so you're talking about uneven terrain, you know, a tree stump when you come around a corner, those kind of things. So not seeing how fast it'll go and really opening it up is important because you don't know what's around the next turn. You may not be able to see it until you're right up on it. They're often after hours, so it's dusk. There's no street lights in the woods. You're dependent just on the headlight, which may not show everything. So being really careful after hours is important. And then, you know, unfortunately, it's a nice weekend. You go up to camp, you're having a good time with your buddies, and you've had a few drinks, and you decide to take the ATVs out for a spin. So you're not making your best decisions then, and you don't have the quickest reactions and so on. So I think being careful about the speed, being careful about the terrain, and really not mixing drinking and riding.
Yeah. And they're not submarines. You have to be careful about right. How deep the water is. You think, oh, yeah, I could do that. And some of the accidents are when there's competition, like hill climbs and those type of things, you know, going up a hill with lots of rocks and so on, you know, and the ATV's upset. They stop running and they're freewheeling and going back down the hill and all that kind of stuff. So we just have to be more aware of our surroundings and don't make it any more difficult it is.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I think if you're going to put your kid on it with you, if you're not going to wear a helmet, at least make the kid wear a helmet. You know, people can make their own decisions, but we know the safety gear works.
Absolutely. And one of the problems with ATV accidents, too, very often they're in remote areas, mm-hmm. and never go out alone.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. You know, we talk about the golden hour in trauma and saying that when you have a bad injury, you're actively bleeding. And, you know, we describe it as kind of the amount of gas in the tank. And even a young, healthy person, when that tank gets to zero, they don't survive. And you're chewing through your tank when you're waiting an hour for somebody to figure out that you're even out there, and then you've got to get EMS out in the woods somehow, and they've got to get you back to the road so they can get you in the rig and get you to help. So, you know, having some kind of buddy system, making sure that you have communications, those are all really important.
Yeah. And we think, well, there's always a helicopter. Well, sometimes you're in an area where a helicopter can't land. You know,
sure, the weather's bad, the ceiling's low, so it's snowing.
You can't use that as a great safety net, right. You know, that I'm going to be okay because if I get in an accident, the helicopter's going to pick me up. Yeah. Well, if you're in the middle of the boondocks, in the middle of the woods, that, you know, you may not be able to be picked
up. Yeah, there's some fascinating work that was done by University of Pennsylvania and that looks at geospatial mapping. So if you overlay where there's a trauma center and where the people are, and how long it would take you at different speeds. So, you know, if you're traveling in the air, it's one speed. If you have to take back roads in an ambulance, it's a different speed. There are big chunks of central and north PA where you're several hours away from a trauma center if you can't fly.
Yeah. You take a low altitude flight across Pennsylvania, it is very rural.
Oh, yeah.
You
know,
you have Pittsburgh, Erie,
and
Harrisburg, Philadelphia, and you know the rest of it's pretty rural and small towns.
It's one of the selling points when I am trying to recruit surgeons to come here. You say, look, you got a bunch of great city amenities, but you drive 20 minutes outside of town, and you can go hike or you can go hunt or those kind of things. But right. That means it's rural.
Yeah, absolutely. So you have to take all of those things into consideration when you're putting yourself in some bit of danger by operating a car, a truck, an ATV, a boat. Mm-hmm. You know, boat injuries are, you know, with our rivers here, the three rivers, mm-hmm. I'm sure that you see your share of boat injuries.
Sure. And some of those are really terrible. The things that you see from the props, you know, it looks like a shark attack.
Right.
From some
right.
of those things.
I had a patient that was water skiing, and he went down, and the operator of the boat came around, mm-hmm. and he got hit with a prop over his scapula, shoulder blade, and it just sliced it like a meat slicer. And he never got infected. There wasn't anything really put back together. We couldn't even put one stitch in because he was the slices. It was like a CT.
Yeah.
And fortunately, you know, we just irrigated him out real well and put a pressure dressing on it, and he healed up and had full function of his shoulder and everything. But those accidents can happen so easily. You know, it's just amazing. I was talking to a fellow the other day. He was doing some work around the building where I live, and I said, "What's wrong with your leg?" And he said, "Oh, I got hit with a outboard prop." And it ended up he had been hit three times in three different times on.
You know, get a new boat.
You know, get a new operator. For sure. So we have to be very, very careful. I really appreciate you being here, and what we're talking about is that when you're operating a vehicle, you whatever it is, whether it's a bicycle, a motorcycle, an automobile, or a ATV, or a boat, just keep safety in mind all the time. How can I protect myself and the people around me without becoming injured?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks so much for coming back to Medical Frontiers, and you folks out there in the audience, please use your safety belt, your shoulder harness. They're there for a reason, and statistically, you're a lot better off if you wear them. This is Medical Frontiers saying good night, and we'll be back next week.
Medical Frontiers was an informational program sponsored by the Allegheny Health Network. The information featured on Medical Frontiers was intended solely to further the public's general knowledge of current developments in the field of medicine and should not be relied upon as offering advice, diagnosis, or opinions as to any individual treatment or problem. Nothing should replace the relationship that you maintain with your personal physician.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.